We talked a little bit yesterday about our experience with Ziggy at the Senior Bowl. And, you know, our scouts had been on BYU's campus, I think, three times before we even got to the Senior Bowl. And then the coaches got a chance to meet him at the Senior Bowl. We got a chance to see him at practice. We had a chance to see him before the game and during the game. And then also see him at the Combine and watch him work through the process. And we couldn't be prouder to have him as a member of the Detroit Lions. He's a multidimensional player. He's good against the run. He's a very good pass rusher. One of the most instinctive players that that we scouted. And like we said yesterday, don't mistake inexperienced for instinctive, because he has very, very good football instincts, and he's still new to the game. But probably the best thing that we went through was just getting to know him as a person. The right kind of guy for Detroit. Hardworking, humble guy that respects the game and respects, you know, what it takes to get here. We were impressed by his seriousness and his work ethic, and we were proud to turn in the card at number five for Ziggy Ansah.
I don't even know how to start. I can't explain what I feel right now. It's just a unique feeling that you got to feel for yourself. But what I can say is I'm really thrilled to be here in the city of Detroit. I'm privileged and humbled to be a Lion since yesterday. And man, I love you guys. I was happy to be under their direction in Indy. During the Senior Bowl in Alabama, and I know we are gonna connect and do great. I know that they had before coming here, that they had a good coaching staff. That was because, you know, like I said, I was under their direction during the Senior Bowl. I know that they respect me and they have faith in me and what I'm capable of doing. And I believe that they trust their pick, and I'm willing to work with them. I like a lot about football. What I can say is that I've given a lot for this game. It hasn't been an easy road. You know, I like the fact that I'm able to learn this game quick, and just the fact that it's competitive. And it's a challenge to me, you know. Just like drives me, you know. I wanna be able to say that at the end of my career, I was able to achieve all that, and you know, just staying focused and getting better every single day is what I'm aiming for. You know, my success doesn't only go to Coach Mendenhall. It's just a little bit of everybody just like chipping in. I got a great family out here that have been really supportive since day one. I got really good friends, teammates back in Utah who, you know, helped me put on my pads on day one, explain the game to me. And, man, the support that I had back in Utah was just great. So I can't just, you know, say Coach Mendenhall was the only one who did it. But just to let you know, I mean, he was the one who said yes to me when I, you know, wanted to start this game. So he definitely deserves some credit. And I love him. I started playing basketball because my older brother played basketball. You know, I always went out with him during the weekend, just sit and just watch him play basketball. He was a really good player. And that was how, like, I actually learned to play basketball, just by sitting and just watching him, you know. And that is how I, like, picked up the game, and that was what I wanted to do. But when I came to BYU, I tried out for 2 years, as most of us know. And it didn't work out. But one thing I got to do is when I go back to Utah, I'm going to go to Coach Rose, that's the head basketball coach, and thank him so much for not letting me play. I know a lot of people compare me to JPP, and I was actually privileged to meet him when I was in New York. He's a great person. I've watched him play. I really respect him. But, you know, I'm coming in here to just be myself, you know. I'm not trying to play like somebody else. I want people to say that I want to play like Ziggy, so I'm just here to, you know, set my own standards. It's just my family out here, you know. I wouldn't be here without them. They've been really supportive since day one, like I already said. They don't give up on me, and I'm not going to give up on them. They're really proud of me and everything that I've done. And, you know, just like it was a really emotional night for me. A little bit crazy, unbelievable, special, and overall it's really humbling.